Black Hawk Motors.
Hello, this is Ruben. Is this Chris?
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Chris. It's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good, good. I just actually got an update on the file. I hope you got a minute.
Yeah.
Cool. And I wanted to apologize for any confusion. You know, my goal is to make everyone happy, although I can't always.
Hey, that's no problem. I mean,
I also know in your world, though, in a sense, a lot of vendors that I work with, they say, hey, buyers are liars. Everyone tells them that they're going to buy equipment, and then they kind of pull the plug for them. So I can understand your side of the street. I want to give you a fair, honest update on where we're at. Customer has signed everything for us. The invoice we used to make the documents, the power of attorney, one of the VIN numbers was off. It was off. It was like a 2 versus a Z. It was very close. We had the wrong digit.
Okay.
We had the wrong digit. So we sent the customer a new power of attorney. Now the customer has signed these vans are spoken for. They've signed documents with us. They sent us a check. We have their deposit. That's no big deal. At the same time, they need to re-notarize one page via fax and send to us. We can fund off the fax copy, but it has to be notarized, obviously, because it's a titled vehicle. So, Randy is my contact. He is trying to get the owner on the line. She's extremely busy right now. So, he's hoping to have it. You know, he might not get this until Monday, just full disclosure. And this is just kind of a hiccup. Other than that, we're pretty much good to go. On your side of the fence, you're going to get an email from Kara in our funding department. She's the head of our funding department. She's going to send you two forms. One's called a guarantee of title. It's just something that you're going to sign that says, hey, look, and I'm sure you've seen this before with banks, within 20 days, you're going to send us the title after you receive your payment. So no big deal. Also, she's going to have you do is called a mock-up on the title on the back of the title on the assignment with our titling instructions. You're going to get this email in about 2 hours. So you're not going to do anything on the original title, but you're going to do a mock-up, you know, a draft on the title copy to show the chain of ownership assignment that we'll need for titling purposes. Other than that, once we get the POAs and your side of the thing, this thing will fund. I just wanted to reach out to you as a kind of say, hey, look, it's a human error more than anything, but I hope you can hold those vehicles for this customer because they've done their side.
Oh, yeah, we will. That's not a problem. We just weren't sure if it was going to fly one way or the other.
Yes, it's everything is good to go. Literally, we're at the last stage, which is just
okay.
A mock-up. But you'll get an email from me in about 2 hours. I'm literally, from Kara and myself, it's literally drowning right now, and you're a few hours ahead of you, so I wanted to give you a courtesy call because it's already 3 o'clock your time.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, this thing's going to fund.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I think that's what you want to know. Is this someone? No, they signed documents with us. It's good to go.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, sounds good. If we have any questions, we'll get a hold of you.
All right, please look out for my email in about 2 hours. It might be 2.5. I'm doing my best to get you an answer. I'm just a bit overwhelmed today.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Sure.
Bye-bye.